This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, 13 articles over there for you, friends, from culture warriors, from constitutional Christians, to preachers doing this stuff, friends, that are a part of the battle, bringing about the resolve that we all desire. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Also join us on live chat. You can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com and click onto YouTube right there and join us on live chat. We thank you, folks. The audience has grown just on YouTube alone three times over the last week. And thanks to senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, getting that out to other networks. I wish we could restream because we now at this time be into the thousands right now. But we are number one and number two on over 121 radio stations. We just received two new affiliates last week, and we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one, number two show across the country. There is a reason for that. People are tired of the politics. Divide and conquer. Read Mark 3:25. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Also want to let you know that if anytime you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Let's say it together. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Folks, we're going to get to scoundrels, the new American representatives. If tolerated, they will destroy this country. We will get to that in just a couple of moments. Our forefathers told us to study the past. If not, history will repeat itself. And guess what, friends? That's exactly what's happening today in America. That's all you have to do to forecast the future is to know the past. We're told this over and over and over and over again. I don't know that you know, but this is breaking news. Todd Starnes, from that of Fox News, who I appreciate as to what he's doing in part, just broadcasted this morning that in Mississippi, police raided a church drive-in service, issuing $500 tickets to entire congregations. This is in Mississippi. Pastor Arthur Scott told that Todd Starnes, the radio show, that he was astonished by the actions of the police department in the mayor's office. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this, but wherever the government is doing this, they're testing the people to see how far they can go with it. And it's interesting as to note who they are testing. They're testing the churches, who are called to be the moral compass of society. We've seen that where the government came in Florida, our friends over at Liberty Council stepped in. There was a lawsuit on the table, and they recanted immediately. See what happens when people actually fight the good fight of faith? I got a question for you, friends. I really do. We see this happening in Virginia. We see this happening in California right now. The government is attacking the church. I thought this was about a virus. Well, wait a second, folks. It's not about a virus attacking the American people. It's the government attacking the American people. I mean, folks, they don't have a narrative, as you well know. But before I get to that, I just have one question. I got one question for backwards Christian soldiers, as they like to be called by the world. I want you to note that every piece of armor in Ephesians 6 is on the front of the body. There isn't a single piece for your rear end, okay? You know why? Because soldiers do not turn in the middle of combat. They go forward. And the reason some Christians, professed Christians, become ineffective and weak and drained is that in the midst of the conflict and combat, they fail to believe in Jesus Christ and they turn around and run away, just like in Psalm 78. They capitulate. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. And the flaming arrows of the wicked one have lodged in their spiritual rumps. That's exactly right. Walter Martin said this. I'm going to say this to the professed church in America today. Right now is your prime opportunity to stand up and defy tyranny. The government has no business whatsoever going after the church. What's going on concerning this alleged virus, friends, is the church's business. It has nothing to do with the state. It has nothing to do with the state. Didn't the Lord give unto his apostles power over what? All sickness, disease, death itself, and the such? Yeah. Acts 10:38 comes to mind how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Remember what Jesus told John the Baptist when his disciples came back from visiting John in prison there? Do you remember what Jesus told his disciples? Go tell John those things that what you have seen and heard, that the blind eyes are open, that the deaf ears are open, that the dead are raised again, that all manner of sickness and disease is cured in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you doubt that, you're not a believer, because believers believe the witness of the Son of God. Folks, why is the government attacking the church right now? Let me go back to this in Mississippi. It's the Temple Baptist Church in Mississippi, where these armed thugs, these police officers, remember they were outside in their cars listening to the church service that was going on inside of the church, where it was just the pastor broadcasting live. They came to the church grounds armed. The police did. And once they began to tell them to leave because they're violating city ordinance, not constitutional law, mind you, they're violating the edict of federal government, which is unconstitutional. They can't find it, nor can they enforce it. Guess what? They gave them $500 tickets. This is happening in America. If anybody's paying attention, these law firms that are willing to stand up right now are winning the day. Why? Because the government doesn't have any business whatsoever doing the things that they're doing today. Also notice that the governors are now coming out, friends. Pay attention to the wordplay. They're saying what is essential and what is not essential. Does that sound familiar to anybody that knows history? We are essential workers. Oh, no, no, we are essential workers. This is what I do. We are essential workers. Does anybody recall where that may have came from? That came from Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. And it's interesting how people are labeling what's going on systematically and methodically as to what's going on in this country right now to that of the Third Reich. Isn't it interesting, folks, just a couple months ago, Bradley, why do you keep talking about this Third Reich? I don't know. The Holy Ghost does. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about the comparisons between what's happening here and what happened under Adolf Hitler. Hey, friends, I want to say this one more time because I'm going to tee it up for you and play some audio in just a moment here. It's not a virus attacking you, Americans. It's the government. It's time to resist.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting what's going on out in Mississippi right now. The police raided a church. Folks, these are elderly folks, for the record. But the police raided the church drive-in service, and they ended up issuing $500 tickets to the congregation. They were outside in their cars. One of the police officers said that the mayor wanted to make an example of the church. The pastor said, I told them to get some more tickets ready because we will be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. I got a question for you. That's coming from the preacher. Where's the church in America? This is the strength of the church. They're a bunch of capitulating weaklings. You should be ashamed of yourself. Hey, it's not you defying law and order. It's you, church members, defying tyranny. That's why our forefathers continuously laid out for us to understand that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Look at your national slogan introduced unto you by Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and John Adams. It's Moses walking through the sea that has been split and the water going and overtaking who? The Pharaoh. That's your history. Look to your forefathers right now. You shame their name. You shame their legacy in so many different ways. I talked to somebody yesterday. I called him up and I said, hey, listen, right now is a perfect time to have a church service. Because I just got off the phone with our attorneys. We've set three lawful precedents in the United States of America. We said no to tyranny. We stood up against it and we won every single time. Where's the church in America today? This is the church in America today. The ones that are getting in trouble for taking a stand, this is the church. That is the history of the church. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. 14:22, the book of Acts. Those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, you know that they're going to also persecute you. Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus' brothers didn't even believe, friends. Go to John 7. 5 through 8. And what did he say? His brothers didn't even believe him. But what is the point? Jesus said, the world cannot hate you. It hates me because I testify against the deeds of the world that they are evil. Where's the church? Folks, this is why they become a reproach in this country. A bunch of diplomatic magicians who have no respect. They become a reproach to the younger generation. This is why they're being laughed at. Because they have no power. They have no witness whatsoever. Do they? No, they don't. But we know who the real ones are right now. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that said to Nebuchadnezzar, we will not bow. And what happened? The fourth man shows up. Just like that of Elijah when he took it to the corrupt Ahab and Jezebel in 1 Kings 18. What did he do? He took it to the mountain. He wanted the world to see who the Lord God is. And it's exactly what happened. Don't forget about Gideon. Don't forget about Samson. Don't forget about the meekest man alive, Moses, that went to the face of Pharaoh on the commands from the Lord to tell him, not ask him for his permission, not to offer him an olive branch, but to tell the Pharaoh through Moses, let my people go. Where is the church in America? This is it. This is what you're seeing. This is why people are leaving the churches in droves, friends. They don't have the respect of the people. Instead of standing up right now, what are they doing? They're bending the knee to their masters, aren't they? Oh, but Romans 13 comes to mind. Yeah, it does. What does it say? Well, let's go to Romans 12:21 first, where it says that the church is called to overcome evil by being good. Who ordained the power in Romans 13? God did. Do you find in Scripture anywhere where the Lord gives His church a commandment to submit to tyranny anywhere? Nope. But you find commandments throughout the Word of God where they're supposed to stand up and defy tyranny in the name of God. That's why the flags during the revolution were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Where is the church? I mean, folks, it's not like their narrative concerning what the government is doing right now. It's not like their narrative has any credibility whatsoever. I mean, people all across the country, friends, are now going to their local hospitals, taking pictures and showing the rest of us that there's nobody there getting tested for this coronavirus. Just like Ron Paul said, congressman, 30 years, a doctor who would know better than him. What did he say? He said the coronavirus is a hoax. They just robbed the American people $2 trillion. And they bought a couple slaves in the process by giving you and offering you a check for, what, $1,200. And the people bought onto it, most of them did. And they're going to get what they deserve. They're drawing the seed of violence nigh unto themselves, just like it tells us in the book of Acts, or in the book of Amos, I'm sorry. Now you're quarantined. Now look what they're doing. They're enforcing unlawful edict concerning the elders that are parked out in a parking lot in Mississippi having church. Why is that such a threat? Well, ask the Lord God. Evil hates the light. Criminals hate the light. Yep, that's exactly it. That's exactly it, and that's exactly where we're at today. Where are the church members today? Where are the church overseers today to stand up and have church in defiance to tyranny? Where are they? Listen, I had to get on the phone yesterday to talk to some of my attorney friends and tell them to give me the green light. Because what's happening in the state of Minnesota alone is unconstitutional. It is illegal. Executive orders are only lawful if they are congruent to the U.S. Constitution. If they are not, they are null and void. Again, consider the narrative, friends. Consider the narrative, which has no legs. The only legs that the coronavirus has, friends, is what the media puts it up to be. And we know the media lies to us 24/7. That's a fact. I want you to, speaking of the virus, I want you to listen to Senator Dr. Jensen, who just dropped a bombshell on Channel 4 yesterday about how the coronavirus deaths calculated and is more than which meets the eye. What you're going to hear here is the senator talk about how he was given papers from the federal government, state government, I know not, we're going to have to listen in. And he basically told them that he's supposed to doctor up the death certificate, and if it's an older person, just put on there that they died from the coronavirus. Why? Because they don't have the numbers that they want. Just ask the people that are actually doing their homework. I talked to a guy yesterday, talked about what's going on. It was a doctor, talked to another RN, another RN, another EMT, and none of what we're being told through the media is lining up in the state of Minnesota. None of it. I talked to some friends in a different state. It doesn't line up. They're not seeing none of this neither, and they're in the medical field. They're inside. I don't know what the media is talking about, but we're not getting that here. Listen to Senator Dr. Scott being interviewed yesterday so you can understand that their narrative has zero credibility whatsoever. Listen carefully.
Speaking of Minnesota, a doctor and state senator from Minnesota, Scott Jensen, joins us tonight on the 702 communication line to talk about an interesting piece you put in the Star Tribune recently as well. So I don't know if you like Dr. Jensen, Senator Jensen, but thank you so much for joining us tonight, sir. And let's start with this. You and I communicated briefly yesterday via email, shortly on the phone. Have you yet seen the information that's going into these U of M models that the governor is using to make these decisions?
No, we have not.
No.
We have asked for those, and we were told by the governor's office that we would receive the data tonight. And so we're hoping to see what the assumptions are and what the data is. But at this point in time, we have not.
So I just want to be clear for our audience, sir. You've got a governor of a state.
Yeah, the governor's running with the free hand. The representatives don't know what's going on.
Right now is cratering your economy. We don't know what data is being used, and yet you as a state senator, as a doctor, have not seen that data that's being used for our governor to make these decisions.
No, we have not. And
does that not concern you? I mean, shouldn't the people of Minnesota be screaming right now?
Well, I think... You know, Minnesota, nice. We want to be good soldiers in that. But I think that people are starting to say, hold it now. We need to have a deeper understanding of this, and we're not getting it. I think that, well, in Minnesota, as a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates. And I've never really received coaching from the Vital Statistics Agency in terms of how to do a death certificate, but basically I felt like they were saying, you know, you don't have to have a confirmed laboratory test for COVID-19 in order to make the death certificate be COVID-19.
Sir, let me interrupt you. That and what you just said, I think, is critically important. Can you repeat what you just said, please?
Well, last Friday, I received a 7-page document that sort of told me that if I had an 86-year-old patient that had pneumonia but was never tested for COVID-19, but sometime after she came down with pneumonia, we learned that she had been exposed to her son, who had no symptoms.
No symptoms.
Later on was identified with COVID-19, that it would be appropriate to diagnose on the death certificate COVID-19.
Do you hear this, friends? Go ahead and fade that out. They're doctoring the narrative because they need the statistics, and they want to give the statistics over to them that had nothing to do with what they call COVID-19 or the coronavirus. This coming from a state senator that has no idea what the government is running on right now concerning the state of Minnesota.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democrats are blocking an extension of the payroll protection program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
Republicans were hoping to add another $250 billion of loans for small businesses to a bill. McConnell had proposed increasing the amount available for banks to loan small businesses by another $250 billion. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're doing everything they can to cooperate and coordinate with foreign allies during the coronavirus pandemic.
We provided critical medical equipment and humanitarian cargo in the last couple months to allies such as Romania and Italy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to check us out on live and watch us live now, even now, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 13 articles over there. Go to the YouTube page, click on, join us on live chat. I had about 900 people on Saturday. Again, thank you for that. We totally appreciate it. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, about 500. And we're just consistently growing. YouTube is messing with our numbers over there. It's kind of bizarre when it's live. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you're driving, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, forefathers, study the past. If not, history will repeat itself. And I want to tell you something, friends, it is. Yesterday we were talking about, which corroborates with exactly what we're talking about with this whole pandemic, which is created from start to finish, as well as many of you already know. It's interesting, we were talking about the scoundrels that Benito Mussolini would talk about. He didn't want good men in government. He wanted scoundrels because they were easily controlled that way. This explains what you see concerning your representatives. And I don't care if it's just the capacity of congressmen or representatives. It's the senators. It's the White House, friends. It's the Supreme Court. They're the baser sort, is what Scripture teaches us. And I'll tell you why that is in just a couple of moments. But folks, scoundrels, the new American representatives, if they are tolerated, they will destroy this country. And guess what? They are. They are. Benito Mussolini, the dictator from Italy, I don't know if anybody ever seen his end. It wasn't good. His people finally turned on him because they caught on to the fact that he was the one that was responsible for all the crisis that was created in their country, as he would come in and play the problem solver. Guess what? It caught up to him. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. Go to Galatians 6:7. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. He didn't. I wonder how that's working out for him now. Okay? He's the one that said, God, if you're there, strike me dead 3 times. The Lord accommodated not on the Lord's will, but on his own choice. Speaking of Benito Mussolini. He said, we do not argue with those who disagree with us. We destroy them. And just to give you a quick recap, friends, what you need to understand as to what's happening in our country, what our forefathers established, the modern-day politician is attempting to undo on a daily basis through policy which counters laws which we are to be ruled. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And it happens because, and it's done because, in the uprooting of the American people from the principle to that of their opinions. So it's when the people give up their principles and take on the opinions of the mainstream media that nobody believes in, that's when you begin to give power and add strength to tyranny on so many different fronts. Abraham Lincoln said, our government rests in public opinion. No, it does not. But that's how it's set up today, because that's what they want you to believe. He said, our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion, he said, can change the government practically just so much. Folks, this is how conservatives of the day survive, because they fail to make reference to the law that would bring about the result to the American people. The American people have lost their sense of justice because they have no understanding of right and wrong, because they don't reference the Word of God and His moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, so on and so forth. Okay? Read Deuteronomy 25:1, you'll understand what I'm talking about. They've lost their sense of justice, because they have no understanding of God's moral law, His government. They've taken on man's law, which counters God's law, okay, at least for a moment. Kings, presidents will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Edmund Burke, by the way, I want to say this. Don't blame corruption for what they do if you do nothing more than complain about it. Because they're only doing what you're letting them get away with, period. That's it. Don't blame them, because when you look at them and you see how corrupt they are, that's merely a reflection of we, the people, who are the government in this country, right? Again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. We are the government under God in this country. Read the Declaration of Independence. Remember, Edmund Burke said, presidents will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Is that what's happening today? Yep. And also remember, nations do not rot or die from invasion. They die from internal rottenness, okay? And that's where we're at. The other thing that they like to do is they like to, well, they like to set up their own representatives. The representatives that are given unto you are hand-delivered, okay? No matter who wins the people's White House, they win. And people, if they would come to terms with what I'm telling them 50,000 times over, if I've been wrong in the last 20 years concerning the show, then don't listen to what I'm saying to you. But I'm telling you, friends, listen to what history tells us. It's enough that the people know that there was an election. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. But keep in mind, the ones that you have to choose from are the ones that they delivered up. And if it wasn't true, can I ask you something? Has anybody heard from the other 200 candidates in the United States of America today that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? No. The only ones that you heard from are the ones that the mainstream media wants you to hear from. That's how that works. Go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, handpick presidential candidates. What about the other 200 candidates the media never told you about? Now your options are, here it goes again, friends, the baser sort, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? No, they're not. This shows the ignorance of the people that they mean to rule over. That's all it means. Now, I'm caught up. In a book called The Road to Serfdom, this was written by Friedrich Hayek. He was alive right after World War II. He lived through the war. And he wrote a book, and the content of his book was so relevant that they wanted the rest of the world to actually read what he just got done writing. Actually, his writings were based on his testimony as to what he just went through. And then what he does is he gives warnings to the people in the up-and-coming generations, such as ourselves, as to how the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler, dictators of the past, they all do the same thing. And why is that? Because they all have the same father, the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what does the devil do? He persecutes the brethren, right? Romans 12:9. Read it when you get a moment. This is what's happening today in America. So therefore, that substantiates and validates exactly what I'm talking about today, folks. History is repeating itself. It is repeating itself. It's not going to. It is in America. And there's no excuse that falls to the American people today as to why this is happening. Because we've got so much information. We should know better than what we're seeing today in this country. Now listen to this. The road to serfdom. Remember what a serf is, or a vassal. The government wants you to think that you're free when in fact they're continuously wielding and forging your chains. Day after day, by laying undue taxes on you, undue burdens upon you. But I want to say this, to the righteous, this is encouraging, not discouraging. This isn't disheartening. Why do I say that? Because when you look in the book of Exodus chapter 1, you'll notice that the Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph, right? He came up and he began to afflict the children of Israel. When those that are born of the Spirit of God are afflicted, guess what? That raises that tiger up inside of the man of God. Let me say it this way, okay? It's from D.L. Moody, and it's exactly right, the famous Chicago preacher. I want you to listen carefully to what he said, because he's spot on with what he did say. You ready for this? A true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience between him and his God. Okay, we have peace through God, through Jesus Christ, by the cross, not without the cross. But D.L. Moody said, a true Christian is one who has not only peace of conscience, but war within. Why is nobody seem to be up in arms and angry about what's going on in this country? It tells us in the book of Amos that that country and those people were judged because they cared not for the afflictions of the church, namely Joseph. Where's the church, man? Where's the church? This is the time for them to stand up and be counted. How come we're not having services in Minnesota? How come we're not having services all over the country? And I know that there is in the corners. Those are the best teachers. Not these popular hirelings and these whores, as the Bible calls them. Let's get back to the Word of God. Let's see the preacher stand up and defy. Let's show the world that God is who He says He is, because we know here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But you got to first stand up and fight. Why aren't we having church, friends? I'm looking for the opportunity. I told you during the first segment, I was calling my attorney friend saying, give me the green light, give me the green light, give me the green light. I'm not going to stand back and watch them wield and forge the chains of the American people, because sooner or later they're going to be gone and their posterity is going to be slaves to the master that their parents had actually gave submission to or approval to submit their kids to the likes of what they put up with. No, not me, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I mean, folks, you act like, some people act like what I'm talking about is unlawful. No, what's happening is unlawful. The road to serfdom, friends, keep in mind again, vassals and serfs are slaves to the state, to their masters. They take care of the master's field. It's exactly where you're at today. A lot of people remind me of the Pharisees who were talking about how they were the seed of Abraham, which they were. And Jesus was telling them, listen, you're a slave to sin. And they said, we be slaves to nobody. Well, the fact of the matter, friends, if you go in a little bit deeper and want a little more truth, they were already enslaved to the Romans during that time. Jesus was attempting to set them free. Just ask John the Baptist, who went out there in Luke chapter 3 and started to reprove King Herod for all of his evils. That's what prophets do. That's what the church does. And if they get out of hand, the Lord just might, like in Acts 5, when Peter was thrown in jail by the chief priests and the Herodians of the day, right? The government's doctrine, the government, the corrupt government of the day, when they threw him in jail, maybe the Lord will just send an angel and let you go free too. And say, go into the square and teach in the name of Jesus. Don't you listen to him. Don't you dare listen to him. I'm sick of these. I, folks, I am sick of these people. I am sick of these scoundrels who act as if they're a law unto themselves. They act as if they are the law. They act arbitrarily, without constitutional authority, with zero delegation from we the people. And the people just sit back, and what do? Oh, they know best. They know best, even know that we know that these people lie to us 24 hours a day, and they're busted in scandals and lies, and all the mainstream media told us, so it must be true.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, final segment. I got some calls. I can't take them, guys. I'm sorry. I can't take them because if I don't, I'm going to have to drag this out on a third show. Don't have time. Thank you for calling in. Let's do this again tomorrow, callers, okay? I'm on my last segment. We're talking about scoundrels, the new American representatives. And if tolerated, they will destroy this country. They are. Now, the headliner for the show today is Forefathers Study the Past. If not, history will repeat itself. It will repeat itself. By the way, I think someone was making fun of me when I said serfdom. Right, she said I said surf dumb. I don't know if she was just making fun of me or not. Maybe I said that. Ah, you know what? It's righteous anger. You're right. Sometimes the dumb ass has to speak, too. Just don't forget about that, friends. The donkey, right? Remember the Bible says the dumb ass spoke because the prophet spoke unadvisedly, right? Or he wouldn't. Let's get back to this, and I want to finish this. Because it is that important. This is great information. I love this train of thought. And it is by none other than Friedrich Hayek, who was alive during the time of the Second War of the Third Reich. And it was called Road to Serfdom. Serfdom, okay? Or Serfdome. Maybe that's what you're saying. I don't know. But he wanted to highlight why the worst get on top. And it warns about the dangers of what these people are capable of. The three reasons are history's most notorious dictators did not rise to power randomly, he said. And Hayek explains why the most despicable people always end up with the political power and why, to paraphrase Lord Acton, absolute power always corrupts absolutely. They use these people because, like Benito Mussolini said, scoundrels are easily controlled or they're extorted. Folks, you can look around every day of the week. If you're wondering why government is not stand, your representatives are not standing up against tyranny, it's because they're extorted. Folks, we found that through the Department of Homeland Security, but the DOD, Department of Defense, probably 8-9 years ago, we had Brian Bender on from the Boston Globe who broke the story through an ICE investigation, and they found that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense were downloading child pornography. Now they're in government. See, they're told what they're told to do. They're extorted men. They're compromised men. This is why they don't stand up against the system. Again, if you have not taken the time to watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 30s, go online. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, James Stewart. It is just so fact. It should have been just called a documentary. It's so good, friends. And it made the establishment uncomfortable after that movie was made. Here are the three reasons why, the author explains. There are three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogenous, old-fashioned views is not likely to be formed by the best, but rather by the worst elements of any society. Because by our standards, the principles, good, on which such a group would be selected will be almost entirely negative to the bad. Okay. This is what we're seeing today. This explains much of what we see today, if not all. In the first instance, it's probably true that in general, the higher the education and intelligence of individuals become, the more their views and tastes are differentiated and the less likely they are to agree on a particular hierarchy of values. So therefore, it is corollary of this that if we wish to find a high degree of uniformity and similarity of outlook, we have to descend to the regions of lower moral okay, and intellectual standards where the more primitive and common instincts and tastes prevail. So they appeal to the reprobate. They appeal to the demoralized. Okay, and this is what we're seeing through this whole homosexual agenda. This is what we're seeing through those little groups out there that are communists and they run antithetical to common law in the United States of America. This is why the media is giving them time as they sit there and play the victim crying out for the rights that God never gave them. They don't have a right to break the law. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Who gave the law? God did. Right? One nation under God has meaning here, right? So this all, again, this all comes from those that want to rule the roost. They put the immoral in power. Now, if you go to 1 Kings 13:33, when you look as to what Scripture tells us and warns us of, listen carefully. And this thing, the corrupt King Jeroboam, returned not from his evil way. He went on his own bad way, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests, folks, politicians of the high places, whoever would, he consecrated them. He made them his own, and he became one of the priests of the high places. That's what you're seeing today. Hey, it continues. It is, as it were, the lowest common denominator which unites the largest number of people. This is how the media is operating today. And keep in mind, Friedrich Hayek wrote this during the rise and fall of the Third Reich. This is what he's seeing. The same things that he's seeing here today. He said, after the German economy was decimated in the aftermath of World War I, economic woes were the bond that united all the Germans. They have had nothing else in common save this one element, but it was of enough importance to make impact day to day the lives of all the Germans. He goes on, in addition to the economic hardships brought about by the hyperinflation of the Weimar Republic, the Volk had one other common element. They were all Germans. From this came a propaganda campaign that would capitalize on these few similarities in order to further unite the German people to one cause. Guess what it was, friends? The Third Reich. After the two towers fell after September 11th, again, knowing the connection between the Bush family, Prescott Bush, and the Third Reich, I want you to consider what George Bush said. He said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. How many years later did we figure out that the terrorists were the American people? That didn't fall in line with the global agenda. Didn't take long, did it, friends? There's 72 definitions of who they are. And guess what they identify? Anybody that dares stand out against the crimes concerning the laws, Romans 3:20, that we have in the United States of America. If you're anti-Muslim, you're a terrorist. If you're pro-life, you're a terrorist. If you are a Second Amendment supporter, you're a terrorist. If you're anti-homosexual, as they call that, friends, you're a terrorist. Do you see how this falls in line with their global agenda? It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And if you know anything about the pink swastika, keep in mind the SS was filled with masculine homosexuals. Just so you know how this works. Remember, Barack Hussein Obama teamed this up with none other than the current administration, appointed over 225 homosexuals, and what was on their heels, friends, to federal government and positions, bureaucracy, so on and so forth. What was behind them? The DHS was stacked with what? Muslim terror-tied organizations and members. Just so you know. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He used the Muslims as mercenaries to help do the killing concerning his political opposition, both within and without. Just again, so you know. And if you think for one moment it can never happen here, friends, you are sadly mistaken. God will send you a delusion. And I want to tell you something. In this country right now, many are caught up into that delusion concerning this current administration. Mark my words. You're under judgment, period. Discussing his second reason, Hayek says, here comes in the second negative principle of selection. He will be able to obtain the support of all the docile, teach those that are teachable and easily instructed in their corrupt ways. They wanted the gullible, Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, dumb as a rock, folks, no support from the American people, but they put her there anyways, okay? Rashida Tlaib, all across the boards, a Nancy Pelosi, a Chuck Schumer, folks, these mayors, they're all appointed by the powers that be to demoralize the people so they can ride off their backs and continuously enslave them to a global system. And if you don't agree with them, as you're finding out right now, we were talking about churches during the first and second segment. If you don't agree with them, what do they want to do? They want to criminalize you. That's right. What are they doing? They're doing this incrementally, and it's only happening, again, because the American people allow it. Someone wrote to me yesterday and said, Bradley, you know, you keep blaming us. Well, who am I supposed to blame if we're the government? Are you kidding me? And then he wrote, or she wrote, and said to me, well, give us the answers. I give you the answers every day. It's the answers that you don't seem to want to hear. You're the strength of the Constitution. You're the one that's supposed to right the wrongs on your own individual basis and capacity. And once you get it right between you and the Lord, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, then you take it to your community, but not until then. You can't go out and pull out the boards of other people that they have in their eyes if you don't have it pulled from your own first. And we're to judge in righteous judgment, by the way. And if you feel that that's condemning, let me tell you something. In John 3:18 on, it says there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8 as well. The only condemnation that there is those that reject the light because they love the darkness. My goodness, friends, you have to take responsibility. I can't do it for you. I know that the politicians want you to believe in the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals and the pastors of the day. They've laid no responsibility to the American people, and I lay it to the fault, if you want to blame anybody, to the 60s and 70s hippies in this country that are now in the pulpits, and they're also in government. But it's not for us, and it's not enough for us to sit and complain about what we see out there. It's enough for us to stand up, occupy, and become repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. Did you hear what he said, Mr. Hayek? It will be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party. Let me tell you something. As they afflict, also keep in mind, they are swelling the ranks of the righteous. The media is not going to give the attention to those that are resisting tyranny in this country. Folks, the article is called Scoundrels, the New American Representatives. If tolerated, they will destroy this country. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was just posted this morning. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.